problem is this.
What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow, Bradley? Yes. Why are we asking people that question?
Because I just want to know what people have in their houses so I can come get it. No. I've been watching a lot of Antiques Roadshow lately, and I always do that thing where I'm like, I don't know what I would, I mean, like, all the things I would bring, I feel like they would just be like, yeah, no, I know you think that's valuable, but it really isn't.
Right, because that's the fun part about Antiques Roadshow, is you're like, that thing could be, like, millions of dollars, or it could be a super dud. Womp,
yes.
Womp.
But I imagine a lot of our listeners have things that are not actual duds, and I always marvel at the people that are like, this has been in my family since 3000 BC, and I'm like, wow, I have a few photographs from my childhood and, like, my grandma's dresser, but that's about it. So, tell me, make me jealous by default with all the things that you would bring to an episode of Antiques Roadshow. Should we be so lucky as to find ourselves in line with large groups of people at perhaps a convention center in the near future?
651-641-1071. What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? Holly, who do we have on the line?
Mary's here.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mayor, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Hi. I have a garnet necklace that was my grandmother's, and it supposedly came from Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
It's very beautiful. So I'm curious what it's worth.
Yeah.
Not, it's worth more than that to me anyway.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know,
that thing,
and I actually have another necklace that when I was confirmed, she had lost one of the earrings that matched, so she had the other earring made into a necklace for me.
That
so
is
I have
wonderful.
The set, kind of.
Yeah,
I love that, Mary. Thank you for your call, mm-hmm. and what a treasured heirloom. That's one of the things that I love what she said. She said one little simple thing that is one of my favorite things about Antique Roadshow is that you not only see the item, but you get the whole story. And the story usually starts with supposedly.
Well, and what I love is very often the appraiser will be like, that's a great story. And I'm so glad you had such a meaningful time with your grandma. It's a load of crap because this was actually manufactured in Hong Kong circa 1984.
Yeah.
And your grandma probably picked it up at a garage sale and lied to you. It's fine. So,
and then it leaves the person to deal with the fact that their yes. grandma is a liar.
But I love that because that's just life, man. I don't know why I take pleasure in other people finding that out, but it's because typically what will then happen is that you will find out the real story, and sometimes those stories can be equally fascinating, like how you got there.
I love it. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, Alyssa is here.
Alyssa, hi, Alyssa, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow, Alyssa?
So my whole family is avid estate sailors. So we have entire china cabinets full of teapots, teacups, and plates made in other countries. And I would just bring all of it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Wheel in the whole cabinet.
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Alyssa, thank you for your call. Because I have a ton of old teacups that were my grandmother's.
Mm-hmm.
And can I be really honest?
I mean, I'd prefer
it. I really want them. But
yeah.
I don't know
do you
how
know,
to find out how much they're worth.
Do you know, I will tell you from a recent episode of Antiques Roadshow, which
thank
these
you.
Days I don't know if any episode is actually recent because I don't think we're doing that. But it aired recently, which was the guy was like, she was holding her... The guy she was holding, there was a person
okay.
holding a plate.
Okay.
And I believe the person was a she. She said, basically, the market for ceramics and porcelain, like young people don't want those things.
Yeah.
And so it's hard sometimes to resell them.
Right.
Because people just, like, you know, no, but because you can't put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
You can't.
It's like you can't really display it in a way that doesn't make you look like you're 112 years old.
Yeah.
It's just not useful.
Yeah.
And I'm in that space of my life right now where I'm like, what can I keep that is useful? And I don't particularly have memories of my grandmother drinking tea out of these teacups.
Yeah.
So any teacup collectors, please email me.
But there is that sort of thing, too, with antiques where you feel obligated to hold on to these things. Yes. And you're like,
I got my own junk.
Yes.
651-641-1071. What would you bring to Antiques Roadshow? Please, dear God, please do not say anything that was like popular in our childhood. I will feel very old. Who do we have on the line now, Holly?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Hello there. You're going to love this. On my family tree, I have Laura Ingalls Wilder. My great, I don't know how many greats, grandmother was her aunt. And my cousin did a paper in the mid-90s when she was in high school. And she has actual letters from our great-great-grandmother to Laura Ingalls Wilder and back and forth.
Oh, how cool is that? Have you ever had them appraised?
Yeah. No, my cousin has them packed away somewhere, and she still can't find them herself. She knows she has them. She just doesn't know where they're at.
Well, she needs to get busy.
So. Yeah, get cracking on that.
Exactly. I know. That'd be so cool.
I am like jaw on the floor. That is amazing. And I'm jealous.
Yeah. I knew you would like that.
Oh, my gosh, Jeremy. That is the coolest. Congratulations on your stellar lineage. And also, I hope you find those letters.
Yeah, your cousin I'm going to have to talk to her about that again.
Yeah, yes. You do.
Yeah.
Use big words.
And I will send you a copy of it.
Oh, I would love that. Thanks, Jeremy. That is so cool.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? Because that's not only just a really amazing story about that, like, marries all of your favorite things, Bradley. Super old stuff.
Super
and
old.
Family lineage.
Yep, family history,
right?
For sure.
Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Oh, we have a few more people. Let's go to Tracy.
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Tracy, what would you bring to Antiques Roadshow?
Well, not technically what I bring, because I don't really have anything, but I know how you can find out how much your cups are worth.
Ooh, tell me.
Easy peasy way. I did this. I had some plates and platters and whatnot from my grandma, and I wanted extra pieces. So mm-hmm. I went on eBay, and if you look on the bottom of the cup, they'll say, like, what their style is or whatever, and you just type that into eBay, and they'll pop up, and you can kind of see what they're in general worth.
Okay, guess what I'm doing this afternoon. I don't need to do homework. I'm going to do this. Thank you. That is helpful. I will. I'm going to get those suckers out and figure out once and for all how much they're worth.
Yeah, because if it's not worth anything,
then I can.
And you don't have any sentimental connection.
Yeah.
Let somebody else enjoy them.
Exactly. Holly, who else do we have on the line?
Margaret gets the last word.
Margaret, you are our final word on what you would bring to Antiques Roadshow.
Hi, everyone. I would bring, my father took care of a lovely couple who had no children and gave my kids a humongous box of antique coins. Ooh. And I have no idea their value. I don't even know where to start. I looked on eBay and it was like a joke trying to find, you know, information because there's so much out there.
Right.
But I would love to have somebody look at the stuff.
Oh, for sure.
The value.
See, I
and the nice
that.
Thing is there's not the emotional attachment because it wasn't my family.
Yep. Right.
You know?
Thank you for your call, Margaret.
She needs one of them. What's the word?
I don't know.
Numismatist?
I'm just going to let you go.
A coin
I don't know.
Person.
I didn't know they had a name. But here's my question about that. And I know you don't have an answer and I know we have to go. But my question about that kind of stuff is, like, how do you trust the person who's doing the appraisal? Like, do they have some sort of qualification that they
should.
Okay, so that you know you're getting an honest appraisal?
It's like any profession. There are societies, and I would imagine the more you know, memberships a person has in a society and good standing, then you can trust their work. But I will tell you, there have been times I've found myself bebopping around on eBay, like, oh, that looks like a cool thing I want. And then I think, but how do I know if that's real? So
right.
You really do need somebody. And it's numismatist. Relating to or consisting of coins, paper currency, and metals.
Wonderful. Thank you. We learned something today, Bradley. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, there's big Kimye news, and nobody's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1.